This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, 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 yes. Let's undo all the bad stuff that happened yesterday, right? You want to make today a good day, as good as possible. Are you emotionally secure?
I like it.
Yeah. Are you? Are you feeling emotionally secure today?
Today I am.
Okay, good. Well, sometimes we do. Sometimes.
And sometimes you have to go half a day at a time, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That is true, right. Take a deep breath and allow things. Warren Buffett said, you'll continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that somebody says to you or about. If you want to have the power, sit back and observe things. Use logic. You know, that's easier said than done, pal. True power is to be full of restraint, right? If words can control you, that means everybody else can control you. That's so true, isn't it? What's the old sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me?
But words do hurt.
They do hurt, yes.
They do.
We get feelings hurt all the time. I'm a very emotive person.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can use your words to build somebody up or tear them down. And what you do with those words is more of a reflection on you, not the person you're speaking.
Yep, very true. So don't put your happiness in the hands of somebody else. Maybe that's the message from Warren Buffett. Huh? Don't surrender your control to them. You be in charge. Continue to take action that crafts your life the best way. Hi to new listeners, Matt Hulander, Robert Boyce, Michael Studley, Alex Pena. How do you do? Welcome to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Good to have you on board. A lot of conversation about China today and Russia. I guess that's not atypical. But I found something that is disturbing. Another one of these Chinese things that is disturbing. Another reason not to trust the Chinese, because they have only their interests. And it's not even the people's interest, although they need to get food. They're running out of food. The Chinese do not have enough food to make it through the winter. They do not have enough in there. They're trying to buy food from us, and they're playing games because they're trying to be hard to get, because they think they have still the edge on us, and I guess in many respects they do. Now, they've sent their fishing fleets off the waters in South America, off the coast of Argentina, Central America, Ecuador, Peru, and they're fishing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this is, again, off the coast of South America. They are fishing. There are dozens and dozens of fishing boats there. They're depleting the fishing stocks that should be for the people of South America.
Yeah.
Right?
Stay in your lane.
Right. Well, they're not staying in their lane. They've got all these people. And this is sort of, I go back to this because you may or may not have heard me talking about the rumor that the Chinese president was under house arrest. And nah, that's not the case. This is a big rumor, yada, yada. But there is a lot of discontent now in China. And it depends on the age. I guess the older people seem to be more passive than the younger people. Kind of what is going on in Russia now. All of a sudden, the younger people that supported Putin don't support him anymore, because they figured out that what he's been saying about the Nazis in Ukraine is not true. And so with the Chinese government saying, you know, the communist way is that the government controls everything. They control all the, and they've got kind of a quasi-communistic regime and reality in China, because people can own things. They can own cars, for example. They buy their clothing. You know, there's been a blending of capitalism and communism, and it has worked well for them until now. One of the reasons they have a problem, in my estimation, is that the rest of the world is getting wise to them and what they've been trying to do, and everybody says, okay, whoa, put the brakes on this. There have been a lot of benefits that the citizens have realized. There are fewer of them in poverty. There used to be, I remember maybe 30 years ago, maybe not even 30 years ago, when I think it was during one of the recessions, when, something the Chinese don't ever want to talk about, and that's how many gay men there are in China. And these men would be in groups, and they just travel from city to city. They were homeless because the homophobia in China is legion. That is in Japan as well. Asians don't like gay people. They don't like whether you're a man or a woman. They like gay men less than they like gay women. But there are whole hordes of men traveling from city to city trying to find work or trying to find survival. And they have had a tough time of it. Anyway, fast forward to today, back to the fishing business. The South American fishing fleet that China has sent over there is now a flashpoint that South Americans are really ticked off. There are some, you can see around the coast again of Ecuador, Peru, out in the Galapagos Islands, which is in the Pacific on the, if you will, west coast of those countries, the fishing there, the fishing fleets, hundreds of boats. And I think that we should know, are we saying anything about it? This is just something that's sort of come to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that the Chinese think that they have the, because they're the big powerhouse, so they can do what they want, go where they want to go, do what they want to do. And the people in South America say, wait a minute, no, you don't.
Well, and
but what can you do?
World.
It's international waters.
Exactly. And so much of the rest of the world has enabled the Chinese government to.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're
we have so many things manufactured. Yes, yeah.
Yep. So it is food for thought. There's no question about that. All right. There's a move in Congress to send $12 billion more in aid to Ukraine. Should we do it or not?
Do we know at the moment where everything is going? Have we seen the proof?
That's the question. And there's no answer coming from the administration. Not a word. Some of the Republicans, actually, Kristen Sinema asked that question. Where is the money going? No answer. Well, it's going to help the Ukrainians. Okay.
But how?
Sending?
What's the step-by-step?
How? Exactly. What's the plan?
Itemize it out.
Yep. No answer. Zero. No answer. See, this is the kind of stuff that, although, where there are Republicans and this is a Democratic thing, so the Democrats aren't coming up with the answers, you'd think it would strengthen the position of Republicans. But then there are Republicans like Marco Rubio, I always call him Marco Polo, the Republican senator from Florida, who may get his lunch handed to him by this woman who used to be a police officer, right? Val Demings. She's a Democrat. She's now a member of Congress. But the campaign is very, very, very close. These two are neck and neck. So how much time is there between now and the election? What, about 5 weeks? Six weeks, I think. About 6 weeks from now, the election. And if things keep going the way they're going, this woman might beat him. I don't know that much about her, frankly. I know that he's a boob, but the Republicans will do most anything to keep him in there because they don't want to lose the Senate. Well, let's see how that's going to play out. Speaking of the things going on in Florida, Ron DeSantis, the governor, last week, was it last week or a week before the migrant flights to Martha's Vineyard?
Last week.
Okay. All right. So.
Now that I
was
last
now you're,
it was this month.
Yeah, it was sometime. I think it was last week or the week, but what's the difference? So I didn't realize, but reading between the lines here, the sort of rivalry there is between DeSantis and Greg Abbott. They're both Republican governors, but apparently DeSantis is taking shots at Abbott because Abbott has talked about running for president. And DeSantis doesn't want him to run for president because he wants to run for president. And meanwhile, they both have annoyed Donald Trump, who thinks he should be the president again. And then we have over on the Democratic side of things the same sort of nonsense going on, because the boob, and I say this, did I use that too much today? The Newsom, who's the governor of California, thinks he ought to be president. Can you imagine what America would be like if it was run like the state of California? And how could this guy get more than 3 votes any place outside of California?
Ed, that is really interesting. Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about it. What in the world would motivate anybody to want to vote for this guy?
But think about, and I know that we've discussed this and discussed the fact of not wanting to discuss this, but what if it were a Newsom-DeSantis election? What if that was the race? And that's, those were the two people, because they are so polarizing yet galvanizing at the exact same time. And you would have people who don't like either which one, but voting because of they want their party to win, period.
Yep. It's all about parties. Has nothing to do with qualifications. They're both horror shows. Now, the people in Florida who are listening around say, oh, we love Governor DeSantis. Look at all he's done. What's he done? All right. Right now, he's preparing the state for a pretty serious hurricane that's about to blow through there on the west side and up into the central part of the Gulf and up into the central part of our country. By the end of the week, it's what is it, Category 4 now? I think it's Category 4.
Yeah, and he got real hot real quick.
Steaming, yeah. But by the same token, it'll get, once it hits land, it'll go away real fast because they can't survive. They have to have that warm water. Gulf water is very warm right now, and that's why it's built up to Category 4. If it went, as it went over Cuba, it lost some of its power, but as soon as it got back into the water, the eye got over the water of the Gulf, it warmed right up again. The water temperature in the Gulf is like 85 degrees or something, 90. That'll whip up the, you talk about whipping up a storm. Anyway, so we've all kind of jumping around here, but Florida is the focus, not only because of DeSantis and Trump, but because of Marco Rubio. It's always been an important state in politics, but very important this year. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved two reformulated vaccines. They're designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's organic radio program. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Yeah, we're organic. We're the origin of thought for some people, right? Ideas, things that maybe you haven't thought of before. I pride myself with that sort of thing. When it comes to the same blah blah, you got to get the blah blah somewhere else.
Yeah.
We got our own blah blah here, including some gossip about Mila Kunis. Is that how you pronounce Mila? It's Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Ashton Kutcher apparently has had a health scare. She said that they've been trying to talk their way through it. He's got an autoimmune disease which knocks out his vision and his hearing.
Wow. Oh, yeah. He discussed this and was talking about how he essentially went deaf and blind for quite some time, and it took him almost a year to rehabilitate and get a lot of his senses back fully.
So why are we, why is it a private matter, but, you know, in an age where social media covers people when they burp and fart, how is it that this has been kept? I just find it
but
very interesting.
But this goes to show that celebrities, if they want to keep something quiet, they genuinely can.
Yeah. Well, I think he's okay, though, now. Is he not?
Yeah. Whatever that flare was, he has this autoimmune disease, and so it'll typically continue
flare
with
up.
Him. But that flare, yeah, the flare-up was gone. Kind of like with Selma Blair, who was struggling with MS, had this horrific flare that almost incapacitated her, and now she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, I saw a promo for Dancing with the Stars. I think I recognized, of all the people that are on the program, I think I recognized two names.
Which
or
two?
Pictures. Now I'm trying to remember which two, and I don't remember. A couple of older stars. Who, do you have a list of the people that are on it? Does something come to your... Who's on there that you recognize? Maybe that's the better question.
I don't have a list in front of me. I don't watch it, but have the ones that I can recall are Selma Blair, somebody from The Real Housewives of Somewhere, Jesse James Decker, who is a country singer.
Yeah?
That's all I got.
All right, hold on a second here.
Oh, wait, Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady is on it.
Okay.
Oh, I would think he would win because he's got some moves.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of stuff lately, frankly. I've seen him do a lot. So here's how crazy this is. I just entered in Dancing with the Stars, and what I got was a promo for Disney Plus. Come on, give us a break, will you please, Disney?
Yeah.
You stick it in your ear, for God's sakes.
Anyway. Well, granted, it is on Disney Plus now. You have a couple of people who are famous for being social media influencers and TikTok stars, Charlie D'Amelio and her mom, Heidi. You have Jordan Sparks, who was on American Idol and is a well-known singer. Wayne Brady,
yes,
whom we've already mentioned.
Mm.
Gabby Windy, who I believe she's holding a rose in her picture, so I'm going to assume she's from The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Okay. No. There's nothing there for me. Not that I've ever really liked watching. The only reason I liked it is because Tom Bergeron was the host, and he was a Massachusetts boy, grew up on the radio here in the Boston area like I did, and I thought he added a lot because he's that personable. But after that, Gonzo was my interest. All right, 28 after, this is Good Day. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A strengthening Hurricane Ian is striking Cuba's western side at this hour, where authorities have evacuated 50,000 people, as it became a major Category 3 storm early Tuesday morning. It is expected to hit Florida's west coast as a Category 4 hurricane Wednesday. Evacuations have been issued in Tampa and surrounding areas. As to where it's going to hit on Florida on Wednesday remains to be seen. The Tampa airport will close down operations at 5 p.m. local time Tuesday. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're going to keep monitoring the track of this storm, but it really is important to stress the degree of uncertainty that still exists. And so anybody from Tampa Bay all the way to Escambia County, there are different tracks that would take it into any one of those places.
NASA is celebrating the successful impact of DART, which slammed into an asteroid 7 million miles away Tuesday evening. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stephens Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a fellow who donated a fossil that he found. He was hiking. This fossil apparently is like 50,000 years old. Bada boom, older than me. He says, money isn't everything. Good for you, sir.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for us to get back to work here, Jay. Those Texans, let's get to work. James is at the control. James, a Texan down in Dallas, the main studio for our program now in Dallas, Texas, the home of the USA Radio Network, where we are and you are, as we look around the world to find out what the big stories of the day are. And the definition of big story often depends on who you're talking to. What's the big story? Some people only want to hear us talk about politics. I remember one of my co-hosts used to talk to her mother during the program. She would always be on the phone with her mother. But she was from Detroit. Mother was all about, I want to hear politics discussed. And she was big into politics as well, because her folks were. But they didn't want to hear any discussion about anything else. Nothing. Don't talk about anything but politics. My mother wants to hear us talk about politics.
So you were getting the show prep from just being on the phone during the show. Talk about this. Talk about that.
Yeah, right.
A remote producer.
But she was getting that. I was not necessarily going along with it. That's why it was not a marriage. It was made in heaven, and it went on for a while, but after a while I just said, okay, enough of this. Let's move on to something else. like the focus on Cuba. They had an election this past weekend, and one of the main determinations of the election was that Cuba will now allow same-sex couples to marry and also to adopt children.
Good for them. It's about time.
Well, that's one of the things in the communist countries. They don't like that. I was talking earlier about the Chinese and the gay thing. The whole Asians don't like gay people, but communists don't like gay people, apparently. If you're gay, you shouldn't be a communist. In Cuba, there's been this big thing for a long time. You know, when Batista was running things before Castro back in the 50s, they didn't have much use. But in that era, after World War II, in many of the secondary, or what we call third world countries, the people who were running these countries did whatever they wanted to. If they didn't like you, you got shot. That was the end of that. They don't like gay people, kill them. Don't like Jews, kill them.
Thou doth protest too much?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that a thing? So maybe yes, they were just self-hating and
That's it. I have found that a lot of people that I know who don't like gay people are actually homophobes. They're kind of homophobic themselves. They're worried about their own sexuality. Anyway, so the point of the conversation that we started, however, was that now in Cuba, if you're gay, you can get married and you can have children. This is both for men and women. And this is a big step, I guess. Yeah, it's a step forward, right? Would you say that's progress?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, seems to be. Okay, let's see what's happening with the election getting closer and closer. I was talking with some people that were friends about what's going on in Florida, and then we were talking about it on the air here with, well, you're all our friends, right? Everybody listens as our friend. So there is a take now, not only what's going on in Florida, but the South itself has run questionable elections for a long time. I've complained for years since I was a resident of Florida back in the 80s about how slipshod the election process was in Florida, even though they had in every county a full-time election person. Everything with every election was always a mess. The machines didn't work, there was no electricity, there was some fiasco every time there was an election. So now the focus is, because whether people are accepting of that or maybe whether they fixed it, we'll see in a couple of weeks. But now the breached voting equipment is in the focus in Georgia. Certainly an important political battleground state this time around. So have you seen the video of this bail bondsman who was a Trump supporter, an attorney who was a Trump supporter, an election official who was a Trump supporter, messing around? This is I don't know why it's taken so long for this video to get the light of day, but a lot of questions tangle up. There's a lawsuit going on, investigations into what happened with the machines. The video shows in Coffee County, Georgia, this became public last month, by the way, the involvement of these high-profile Trump supporters. And so now the U.S. attorney in Atlanta is leading a separate investigation into what Trump was trying to do or his supporters were trying to do. Remember when they talked a lot about Georgia, we got screwed
Georgia.
Well, turns out that they're up to their Mickey in this thing with people now. There's going to be an explanation. People like Trump say, oh, no, those people only got involved after it was obvious that there was a problem. That's not what I'm seeing. What I see is a county of 43,000 people, and I would question every single vote in that county, given the fact that when you look at this voter, at this video, you see there are a lot of what appear to be votes even. Are these fake votes? Who are these people and what is going on here? This is really messy.
Mm-hmm.
Really messy.
And whether it ends up being true or not, we should be focusing on fixing things to the point where, like, what is it? Where there's smoke, there's fire. So let's make it where there's not even any smoke. Let's have things so airtight.
Yep. Well, I'm so frustrated with all of this stuff because it shouldn't be. The politicians have made it so convoluted so as to really control the situation and confuse people. They keep telling you that it's because they want to have universal participation, that everybody should participate. But in fact, that's not what apparently is the desire on either side. They all have their favorites. Democrats want to see these people able to vote. Republicans want to see these people able to vote. And we're back to the same thing that we've been talking about ad nauseum, Jay. And that's one of the reasons we don't talk about it very much, because it doesn't change. It's the same stuff over and over and over again. So anyway, that's something that's
exhausting.
You know, it is. I'm looking at this video again. It keeps replaying again on this particular site inside the South Georgia election office. Looking at these people who come in and they fiddle with machines and they're fiddling with the votes. You can see them. What are they doing? Why are they doing it? Illegal access to voting machines. That's what the... Now, is somebody going to question it because is the... federal attorney in Atlanta, Democrat now, because the Democrats are in the White House? That'll be one approach they take.
Mm-hmm. And it also opens up the door for the next president, or whenever it is a Democratic president, or if it is a Republican president, or if by some weird thing that happens, it's a third-party president. This is going to continue. This is going to continue to be a debate until something is done to tightly seal this.
There's a lot of fakery going on, that's for sure. Fakery on both sides. Really, really disgusting, especially when you consider what's at stake, frankly. Here is the story of a grandmother who is raising her late son's children, who is working toward making drunk drivers pay child support.
They should.
This is a story. Cecilia Williams lost her son, his fiancé, and her grandson to a crash police say was caused by a drunk driver.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that. Imagine in your life that you have something like that. So the children that were left, she's raising. Right?
Yeah. Her son was a food delivery driver, and his fiance and their infant child decided to ride along with him. And the other children, she was watching them, so they were with her. And late at night, she has police telling her about the accident. And so that next morning, she had to tell her grandchildren why their parents and baby brother were not coming home.
Yeah. So this adds to, and this is something that is underscored by the story itself. Last year, 12,000 people in America, 12,000 killed by DUI drivers. 12,000. What happened? That's a person every 45 minutes. So how many children have been left without a parent? How many cases have been in court where people are being sued for this, that, or the other thing? And the GD driving under the, you go out, drink, what is the, drink responsibly, all of the promotional, yeah. What is it?
Yeah,
who pays attention to that? Yeah, right. Who knows who pays any attention to that? That's nonsense. And so,
a lot of people do anymore, I feel like. And it's people
who
have an actual problem with alcohol, where you have what they call functioning alcoholics and who are almost convinced they aren't drunk, or people have that idea of, well, it won't happen to me. I'm just going down the street. And it's just absolutely careless and awful.
I don't know. The system is broken if we still have this much of a problem. And you know how many of them are illegal? The drunk drivers in this country? A vast preponderance of them. Way too many. There shouldn't be any, because there shouldn't be any illegal immigrants in this country driving. Never mind driving drunk. I can't tell you how many times that story repeats itself in Southern California. Excuse me, I think I saw some of Bakersfield in the last week or so. Some illegal jerk was driving and was really, really drunk. And he ran over a parent and a child. So what happens to him? Why should he you know, people say, well, let's deport him. What does that do? He doesn't care. You send him back to where he came from, he'll sneak back into this country again. As a matter of fact, there was something this last year, it was so outrageous, a drunk driver had killed a family, it seemed to me, or maybe more than a couple of people in the same family. He went to jail. He was deported by ICE. He came back again, was drunk driving, and killed two more people. How is that even possible in a society that has any brains? Right? How is it possible that kind of stuff can go on and we don't pay any attention to it?
Why are repeat offenders a thing?
So this mother, by the way, going back to the grandma, Cecilia Williams, she's partnered with the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, trying to open up awareness of this sort of thing. And so, you know, there's a law that's been proposed, right, with her help. But, again, laws, so what? This woman created Bentley's Law, which is a proposal that would force offenders to pay child support for children left behind. Okay, that's a good idea, right? That is good. Why would there be any controversy? Why isn't that passed instantly? Or why hasn't it already been passed?
I guess that is a good question.
Yeah. So there are a number of states. Tennessee passed a bill that was modeled on this.
But manslaughter in general, where somebody's actions, even if it wasn't malicious, if it's somebody's actions that caused an accident that left a child without parents, they should be responsible.
There's a GoFundMe page, too, that isn't just for the children that she's trying to take care of, but to help her legislative efforts to get this whole thing passed in as many states as possible. Shouldn't be any question, shouldn't be any discussion as you get passed, period, end of story. 48 after the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Past the hour. Good day. Health time. Time for us to indulge in secret information. This is a secret club that exists. The Good Day Show has a secret club, secret membership, and there are two or three different adjuncts to the club. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell. You're not supposed to, don't tell anybody that you know him or you listen to him, because he's thought of by the mainstream medical world as being a cucamonga. He is a quack. He's crazy. Don't listen to him. So I listen to him all the time because I'm kind of a cucamonga myself, and I hope a lot of you are cucamongas as well, because Jack's got lots of important information, lots of good stuff. I go to him all the time. One of the things, this is sort of non-controversial, as we find ourselves at the end of the month of September National Baby Safety Month. And one of the things that my son urged me before, well, he was good at demonstrating, Jack, when, you know, his son is now almost 11 months old, and he's into everything. He swims across the floor. And when he was here the last couple of weeks, he was pulling stuff out of the wall, pulling stuff out of the cabinets, pulling stuff out of everything. Boy. Yeah, he's having a great time. But then the message for Baby Month, Baby Safety Month, is that you need to leave things bare because that's best for the baby. And, you know, that makes sense. It's good, make common sense.
Leave bare,
that is, have nothing available for the baby to grab or be able to get into. Is that like an empty crib?
No pillows, no blankets, right.
You wouldn't want anything dangerous laying around, but there's nothing wrong with having something that would trigger some inquisitive aspect.
Yes, you know, you're right.
Brain that'd be sitting there, too.
Yeah, that was what.
All right.
When he was here, he was pulling stuff like bowls and some of the little toys that were around, that kind of stuff. That was good. And by the way, this is probably more important to our discussion than anything else. Both my son and his wife and my grandson went back home the other day, and they'd had a great couple of weeks here. They tested before they left. They did not have any sign of anything. They got home, went to bed. The next morning they woke up, and the baby was very sick. And so they tested the baby, tested positive for COVID. And and Sophie, the mother, tested positive as well. So here we have, they've had their shots, and I wondered what the baby... The pediatrician says, you know, don't worry about the baby. The baby's going to be okay, but the baby's going to be uncomfortable for 3 or 4 days. Okay.
Yeah, like they do when they get a cold. Exactly.
Yeah.
They traveled on an airplane, right?
Yeah, right.
They went on an airplane, so they're exposed to all kinds of antigens they're not normally exposed to. Their body's going to detoxify and cleanse itself for a few days through mucous membrane draining, and they call it COVID. It's probably nothing more than just a cold.
Yeah. Well, but
I'm 100. And then the test, was it a home test that they did?
Yes.
You know, the paperwork inside the home test says this does not necessarily mean you're positive for COVID. Any kind of viral or bacterial infection can give you a positive result.
Well, that's what I wondered. I think that was
on the paperwork in the box. I'm sorry, I just get excited about that.
No, I know you do, and I think the passion is something that we need to hear because there are so many people who are so dependent on these home tests, and it isn't just, I think you're making the point that I asked my children about as well, you know, what else is going to show up on this beside COVID? What else would have the same indices?
It tells you. Other viral problems and bacterial infections can show a positive. Then the next sentence says this. Just because you tested positive for with this test doesn't mean you're positive for what you think you're being tested for. It literally says that.
All right. So anyway, it's a word to the wise and something to think about. It really is. It's very important to understand the nuance here, right?
And I agree with the pediatrician. The baby's going to be just fine.
Yep.
Was the baby nursed?
Yes, still is.
Yeah, well, the baby's going to be fine if the baby is nursed.
Yeah, baby is still being nursed. All right, Jack, brought to you in part here on Good Day Health by Calitrin, the program that is the number one way to lose weight and to keep it off the non-toxic way. That's why we all like it here, because it's non-toxic. It's all natural. The ingredients are not... I don't like defining it by saying what it isn't. What it is all natural. It's collagen protein, digestive enzymes, like Jack's, the enzymes you get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Long life energy enzymes and aloe vera. So give yourself the key to success when it comes to weight loss. Keep it off. Use Calitrin. Find the story at toploss.com. Dr. Jack on Good Day Health at 59 after the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.